Florida Sheriff's Association Executive Director Steve Casey says Road Safety Week is a time to honor and remember traffic accident victims who have been killed or injured.
We think these types of efforts are important in that they serve kind of as a rallying point to ensure that the public understands the importance of traffic safety. Traffic accidents is still a leading cause of death in our nation, and particularly for teen drivers.
He says one of the main priorities for the Florida Sheriff's Association is looking into ways to deter distracted driving. And it's something they've always been working on with the governor's office and the legislature. This year, there have been several traffic safety bills filed, and Democratic Representative Irv Slosberg says it's a great bipartisan effort that is particularly near and dear to his heart.
From my point of view, everything is in honor of my daughter, Dory, who unfortunately died in a car crash in 1996. And I know Dory is up there smiling down at us and saying, good job, Daddy. And the message is that Democrats, Republicans alike, we're here to speak in honor of our bills, and we are going to make Florida a better, safer place to live.
One of the issues Slosberg is working on this year as well as in years past is the concept of the Yellow Dot Motorist Safety Program. The Senate sponsor is Royal Palm Beach Democrat Joseph Abruzzo.
The Yellow Dot Program will allow all individuals in the state of Florida to stick a yellow sticker on the back of their car, which will indicate to first responders that their pertinent medical information is in their glove box. So if they get in a serious car accident, our responders know that they could go in that glove box and get the information that can quite possibly save their lives.
The House bill is already heading to the floor. Abruzzo's bill is also now heading to the floor after it passed its last committee stop Wednesday. Another bill heading to the floor is authored by Republican Representative Keith Perry.
Right now in the state of Florida, after the age of 3, you can put a kid into an adult seatbelt. All the studies show, the Highway Safety Transportation, the CDC, show that this is not safe for kids just because they turn 4 years old. So the bill simply adds booster seat as a requirement for kids ages 4 and 5. And if you look behind us, you see the law enforcement, you know, they can see the results of what happens when kids are placed in an adult seatbelt at this young age.
Last year, Florida passed its first texting while driving ban, and it's a hot topic this year, too. The existing ban only makes it a secondary offense, meaning law enforcement must pull someone over for another offense first. Then they can issue a ticket for the texting. Sachs' bill aiming to strengthen that provision has not yet been heard, and Sachs called on Florida residents to make their voices heard so bills like hers can be heard.
People of Florida, there is no more important task for government to do than to protect the people on our highways, protect our pedestrians, and protect those who use our highways as transportation. We must make any texting while driving a primary offense. So the bottom line is that there's 120 representatives in the Florida House. I want you to contact every one of them. There are 40 senators. I want every one of them to be contacted.
Meanwhile, Slosberg's measure increasing the penalties for those who cause the death of another while texting and driving at the same time is heading to the floor, but its Senate companion is still tied up in the committee process, only passing one of its 4 committees. One measure that already passed the full Senate and is heading to the floor in the House is the Aaron Cohen Life Protection Act. The bill by Republican Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla and Representative Brian Nelson aimed to crack down on hit-and-run drivers. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.